This is Stanley Harris. I just have to tell you that this is one of the most amazing, most awesome, most flawless days. Let me tell you something. I just finished doing one of the most powerful workouts, and I feel incredible. Man, I can't begin to tell you how dynamite I feel and doing this workout that I've just done, and how it just makes me feel beyond fantastic. Listen, for those of you who are procrastinating about doing a powerful, awesome, and amazing workout and doing something that's going to be definitely beneficial to your body, listen, I tell you right here and right now, don't allow your incognitance or your disbelief in yourself or your not being so positive about your life to stop you for just get up and walk around your house for 30 minutes. Walk around your community for 30 minutes. You will be amazed how wonderful you will feel for just exercising just a little bit. 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day. Shit, even 10 minutes a day is magnificent. But you have to put forth a valiant effort. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your body. You have to believe in making a positive, explosive change for your body. Do you really want it? Or is it just talk? Because if it's not just talk, then what you say you want is within your grasp. I got up this morning. I was exhausted from being on the computer for 5-6 hours taking care of business. But you know what? I said, you know what? I'm going to get up. I can lay here and then complain about what I could have, should have, would have done, then rather than just get on up and just eliminate having to worry about complaining at all. So I'm telling you, stop complaining. Do something about it. Stop waiting till you have to go to the doctor and the doctor tell you, well, Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, if you change your diet, if you change your eating habits, those things that you say you want, you can have. Those things that you say you enthusiastic about doing with your life, you can do it. Don't wait for somebody to tell you what you already know that you can do. Get up and do it. Be inspired. Be motivated. Be dedicated. Don't let the incognitance or the insensitivity of someone else tell you what you already know that you can't do. So just do it. People say all day long what they want, how they want it, but are they willing to put forth the effort to go get it? I say I can stand the test to that. I was one of those ones that talked about what I wanted, but didn't put forth the effort to go get it. Now, I put forth a valiant effort every single day, all day. That's why I'm so positive. That's why I speak so energetic. That's why I stay elevated in my spirits, because I won't allow anything or anyone to offset my course, discourage me, deter me, or dictate my mood swings, because every day above ground is a flawless day. Every day above ground is a beautiful day. So I'm saying all of this to say to you, how do you want the rest of your day to be? How do you want your morning to start off? Then do it. Stop procrastinating. Stop saying you want it and don't never do anything about making it happen. You say you want it, make it happen. You say you deserve it, then get up and go get it. This message here is about procrastination. Are you going to stop procrastinating and go get what it is that you say you want? Or are you going to continue to keep procrastinating and saying that you want something but never put forth the effort to go get it? How they say? The ball is in your court. Now, how you choose to dribble the ball solely depends upon you. This is your game. Are you going to take the winning shot, or are you going to keep passing the ball and saying that you want to win but don't know how to win because you don't have the courage to put forth the effort that it takes to win? I know I'm talking to somebody, because I was talking to me some years ago, but now I'm talking to somebody about how you can institute a positive, explosive, awesome, and amazing change of transformation in your life. Do you want it? Then put forth the effort to go get it. And don't let nothing and nobody stand in your way. get in your way or tell you what you can and cannot do. Because people are quick to tell you what you can and cannot do, but they never tell you how inspired and inspirational what you have in your heart to do can definitely have an explosive effect in your life. God's blessings to you. Take care of yourself. Stay amazing. Before I end, for those of you who looking to have a positive, influential, motivated speaker come to you, your house, your job, the park where you work out at or walk at or sit around and watch your children play sports, and you need me to elevate you, to show you how to take the negative and turn it into an explosive positive, then email me, sbh345stanley@gmail.com. Again, that email address is S as in Sam, B as in boy, H as in Harry, 345stanley@gmail.com. All you have to do is just make an effort. I'm right there with you. I'll go the distance with you. But you have to make the initiative. For those of you who have mothers and don't have mothers, let me just say this here. God's blessings upon you all. Go to Amazon.com. Look up Joys and Absence of a Mother. That title again is Joys and Absence of a Mother. Let me tell you, that's the number one bestseller. I know it is. It definitely impacted my life. So I'm imparting the impactfulness that I've experienced in my life to you. Go get this book. You owe it to yourself. We buy everything, but let's buy something that's going to be influential and life-changing in our lives in a positive and awesome and amazing way. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. You stay amazing as you are. It's definitely been a plausible pleasure for myself. God bless you so much.